I'm Philip Semper-Pierre. These are the clear today's date is 10/21/2023. Dictation is for Juanita Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Juanita spells J-U-A-N-I-T-A. Date of birth is 02/09/1968. This is a 55-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. She states she came in contact with one of her family members who was sick with similar symptoms but is not sure what that person was diagnosed with. She says she believes he has the flu, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports odynophagia. Next line, she reports myalgia and reports chills and denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, she denies abdominal pain, denies blurred vision or double vision. Denies neck pain, period. Next paragraph, review correction. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 116/76. Pulse 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.7.1. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous. Edematous. Uvula. Pharynx and tonsils. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudate is present. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. No tendon nodes or palpable nodes present in the cervical triangle. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regulating rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, micros, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft and tender. No guarding. Normal bowel sounds. No rebound. No rigidity, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. And she bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 3/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID-19 infection. Assessment number 2, acute pharyngitis. Assessment number 3, odynophagia, period. The following tests were done clinically: strep and COVID. Strep was negative. COVID is positive, period. Next paragraph. Patients and I had a discussion about their diagnosis, the need for increasing fluids, the need for isolation. She works in a local restaurant, and she was strongly encouraged to stay home for the next 5 days. Says she understands and will comply. She was sent home with the following medications: Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 p.o. now and 1 p.o. daily until gone. Next medication, Tessalon. When you're doing it, it's 1 p.o. TID for 10 days, number 30. Please go back to review of systems. A respiratory patient reports cough. She says cough is dry. She said cough she coughs at night, but it doesn't prevent her from sleeping, period. Next paragraph. Please go back to assessment and plan. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams. She will take 1 p.o. in the morning for 7 days. No refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. Patient was given a work excuse for the next 5 days. She advised salt water gargle to return to the clinic. If worse, go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.